Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Michael Senecal, S-E-N-E-C-A-L.
All right, thank you for that. I'm locating this account for you. I have the address 35 Violet Lane.
Yep.
I don't think, is that how you say that?
Your aisle, yeah, okay. Violet Lane. Yeah, they spelled it different.
Okay. Right. Thank you. I'm waiting for the account details to load, but let's verify the email address. I have mjsotb@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And the phone number 207-460-130.
Correct.
All right. And the previous agent canceled the account to prevent further charges. This was for cookware. This was a entry to win that cookware. So is it that you didn't make the request for this entry to win cookware, or you didn't make the request at all?
I didn't make the request at all.
Okay. So, all right. Well, what we'll do is send this information over to the local authorities. They'll verify the IP address, match it to an owner of a device, and how the order took place online. Do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No, I'm the only one. I live alone.
All right. Well, we'll have there's $39.95. That's for a fitness app. It's called NextBod. I'll have that charge refunded. There's also two charges of $68.89 that will be refunded. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. I'm going to have to go down to my bank tomorrow and get a new card.
All right. Well, the bank will route your funds to the new card, but I have you all taken care of here.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.